This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 136 for Monday, November 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Monday, but turned higher by the close. Canola up $1 to $9. January up $1.90 at $975.80 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures had weighed on canola earlier in the day, but Malaysian palm oil was higher overnight. Speculative profit-taking accounted for some early weakness, but that selling dried up as the day progressed and canola managed to turn higher as the bullish uptrend remains intact. Tight supplies and solid demand remained supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures were lower, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans down double digits, losing 17 cents in the January contract at $11.88 per bushel. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Traders generally expect upward revisions to both U.S. soybean production and ending stocks. Seasonal harvest pressure in the U.S. contributed to the losses, while seeding in South America is reportedly running ahead of normal. Forecasts out of Brazil call for increased soybean production this year. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections were up slightly from the previous week at just over 2.6 million tons, but slightly behind what moved the same time a year ago. Corn, it settled with small losses as the declines in soybeans put some spillover pressure on values. December down a penny at $5.51 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections at just over 500,000 tons were down on the week and year, but the USDA also announced a private export sale this morning of 150,000 tons of corn to Colombia. U.S. corn yields are expected to be revised higher in tomorrow's report, but world stocks of the grain may tighten. Wheat, it was mostly higher with early weakness uncovering some buying interest on ideas the losses were overdone. Minneapolis, though, down a penny in the December contract at the final bell at $10.08 per bushel. Kansas City up 2 cents at $7.80¾. Chicago wheat up 1.5 cents in the December contract at $7.68 per bushel. Tight supplies of higher quality wheat internationally remained supportive, with cool and wet forecasts out of Australia also underpinning the futures ahead of the harvest there. Pre-report estimates ahead of tomorrow's report call for tighter world wheat stocks, but a slight increase in the U.S. wheat carryout. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.